Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Deborah Mattis, D-E-B-R-A Mattis, M-A-T-T-H-E-S. Date of birth is 11-11-1954. Date of service is 1-17-2023. The patient is 68-year-old white female, referred to see me by Family Sure Health Clinic / Antonia Nuwana NWANNA, nurse practitioner, for elevated serum creatinine. Pure paragraph, her past medical history includes history of bipolar disorder, has been treating with lithium for the last 30 years. She stopped it in April 2022 because of drug-induced Parkinsonism. Period. Next diagnosis, drug-induced Parkinsonism. Next, seasonal allergies. Next, diarrhea. Post-cholecystectomy, controlled with medications. Next, migraine headaches. Next, COVID-19 in summer 2022. Period paragraph. Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy and left eye surgery. Period paragraph. Allergies. She is allergic to betel. Gives her anaphylaxis. Period paragraph. Social history. Patient lives in a group home. Period. She does smoke one pack a day, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use, has no kids of her own, and she used to be a paralegal. Pure paragraph, family history, mother died from sepsis, father was alcoholic and died from prostate cancer. Review system reveals low back pain, usually resolving with Tylenol. She denies any NSAID use, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does have chronic cough. Chronic nasal, post-nasal drip, no nausea and vomiting. She does have diarrhea, but is controlled with medications currently. She has regular bowel movements, no melena. She does have nocturia 2 to 3 times at night. Incomplete bladder emptying reported, and no leg swelling or other symptoms are revealed or negative. Vaccination status, she has taken 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccination. Period. Paragraphs. Current medications include Tylenol, acyclovir, ointment, Pepto-Bismol, Zyrtec allergy, Benadryl allergy, Pepsid AC, maximum strength, thiocyamine sulfate, Lamictal, Ativan, Latuda, and Rizatriptan, PRN, pure paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupillary active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior scleral, cervical, lymphadenopathy, no carotid, bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, poor dental hygiene, noted, pure paragraph. Next up, lung stiffness, rigidity, heart sound are regulated, and rhythm, normal stress, sure, no normal stress, no recovery, lungs are clear to auscultation. No crackles or visits, no pure paragraph, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin, that's noted, neuro exam is now focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Cholesterol 163, LDS 92, white count 8.3, hemoglobin 12.4, sodium 141, potassium 5, total sirtuins 18, BUN31, creatinine 2.10, estimated GFR is 24 milliliter per minute, per paragraph. A1C 5.5. Assessment, chronic kidney disease stage 4, most likely related to chronic lithium toxicity. Patient has stopped lithium intake in April 2022. We are going to do a 4-year workup to rule out other possibilities. This will include the serological workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis is bipolar disorder. Continue current medications. Next, chronic arthralgia and back pain. We'll check for rheumatic disease and autoimmune disease in this patient. Period. Paragraph. Next, migraine headache stable. Next, diarrhea stable on medications. Next, drug-induced Parkinsonism apparently stable. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Antonia Nuwana, FNP, for referring this patient to be seen with us in consultation. I will keep you updated on her progress, which will be back in a couple of weeks for follow-up. And report, thanks, CC, Antonia Nuwana, DNP, FNP-C at Family Sure Health Clinic, LLC. End of report. Thanks.